Possible.
One part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life and no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
We have to go. The president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Yes, indeed. Hello. That would be us. We're here. It's hour number two. And here's a relative term this week because Steven's in upstate New York. Kevin's in Southern California. Our crew, our beloved crew, the crew that we could not do this show without, is manning the post in our hometown studios of New York City. And so thank you for being with us. He is Stephen Baldwin.
Yeah, baby.
So you teased us in the first hour. You said something about maybe Big Brother joining us this hour. Is that going to happen?
You know, I think he's just heading back from dinner now.
Okay, so
and it's just a matter of if he's hanging out to have coffee with mom or not. I don't know, but I'm going to text him in just next 2-3 minutes and see.
Yeah, we thought it would be fun. Because the Oscars were announced this week. If someone who hosted the Oscars just 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Would be interested in giving us his perspective on what he thinks will do well. And Stephen, it was a little bit of a scandal, or that's what people were saying, that no female directors were nominated for Best Director this year.
I know, weird, very weird.
Especially when you consider that Zero Dark Thirty had been kind of the dark horse, if you will, in terms of some of the nominations. But and that is a female director. I forget her name. Same one that did Hurt Locker.
Catherine Bigelow.
Former romantic interest of James Cameron. Is that correct?
Oh, I guess. Something like that.
I think spouse, maybe, even. But anyway, what do I know? Hollywood's his business. I'm the news guy. So here we are on Saturday night. Well, if Alec is able to join us, he will. And if he isn't, we're going to talk with you for the duration of this hour. Now, I want to say again a big welcome to Atlanta, AM 920 WGKA, the station in Washington, D.C., WRC, great news talk station in our nation's capital. In fact, the most powerful news talk station, power-wise, by the FCC in our nation's capital. So maybe Mr. Obama's listening tonight, Baldwin.
Perfect.
Sasha and what's his other girl's name?
AMTC for those two.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, why not?
Malia and Sasha, maybe they're listening to us tonight.
Maybe they can go to Actors, Models, Talent for Christ.
Say that again.
Maybe Sasha and Malia can head on down to Actors, Models, Talent for Christ.
Yeah, if they want to do that, I don't know. And then we've got, the Oscars were announced this week. But here's what we wanted to talk. And the other news stations that were on live for the first time tonight, KRCN and the entire, that's out of Denver, Fort Collins, that area. And then the entire family of Radio Colorado Network. We are with you tonight for the first time as well. And our phone number is 888-340-3373. If you call from any of those areas tonight, you get bumped to the front of the line as a symbol of our love for our new affiliates tonight. 888-340-3373. As usual, if you're in New York, we're looking forward to hearing from you. San Diego, Fairbanks, Alaska, Reno, Nevada, anywhere in between. Thank you for making us your choice tonight. Okay, here's what I want to know. We ended the first hour with it. This week, plugs and dentures, otherwise known as Joe Biden. Is that too cruel, Stephen? Am I being too cruel?
Well, you know, there's no stopping you now, McCullough.
Plugs and dentures. You see his smile. Jackie thinks I'm being too cruel. You see his smile in that debate with Paul Ryan?
You know, if I can say anything nice about the vice president, I think his teeth are fine.
I didn't say they looked bad.
Oh, okay.
But P&D, that's what I'm going to call him. P&D.
P&D?
P&D, plugs and dentures.
Right, got it.
Well, he's there in the weird. It was really weird. He was in the conference room there in the White House where the president normally does the thing, and he's sitting behind the table, and he's talking, and he's saying the first day before he's met with any of the gun groups, pro or con, he was meeting with both sides this week, and before he meets with any of them, before he listened to anybody, he says, "Well, the president has decided that we will take some sort of executive." We will use executive orders. And then he used the term executive action, which I didn't know this. Did you know in official government lingo, do you know what executive action means?
No, of course not. That's why I do the Hollywood stuff.
It's a CIA term. Executive action is the CIA assassination program. And they call it executive action. That's what they refer to it as. I found that out today doing a little research on the show tonight.
Well, you don't think that that's what he means?
I didn't say I did. But I just thought it was interesting that he used the term.
As usual, Biden's using words that he doesn't know what they mean.
Well, like that would be a first. So anyway, so P&D, otherwise known as the VP, is sitting there and he's...
VPPD.
Eating PB&J, getting it all over his D's. Anyway, so he's there, and he's saying to the press, because he was talking with some people that he was about to have a meeting with, but he actually was really saying it to the press in the room. The president will use executive order. We're working with the attorney general now. We're looking at all of our options. And that's about all he said. But the implication of what he meant was, we'll use executive orders to take guns away, either to stop selling them, either to stop allowing them to be distributed, or just to confiscate them out of people's homes. Now, I don't know. It could be any and all of the above. It could just be some of that. But I'm not interested in the details. What I'm interested in is this. And I want to know from you, listening to Baldwin McCullough right now, coast to coast, what your thoughts are on a vice president saying that the president will use executive orders to take away guns from the people of the United States of America. I want to know what you think about that. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. KFNX in Phoenix. Another big market that we're in. And, of course, all the little markets that we're in all over the place. 888-340-3373. The president saying executive orders are on the table. Executive orders go around Congress. They don't require the Congress to approve. He can just say, on the such-and-such day of January, we decided we would confiscate all weapons in the United States. So let it be said, so let it be done. Yours truly, Barack H. Obama. Now, give me another smoke.
Whoa.
Huh? Well, you got to have a cigarette after you get a victory, right? So here's what I want to know. 888-340-3373. Are you ready for a president who will use executive orders to either ban the distribution of guns, the manufacture of guns, or even the confiscation of guns? Now, Mr. Baldwin, what do you think of the possibility that the president will use this governing tool to accomplish this? You in favor of it?
Well, of course not. I said this before. I'll say it again. You took a kind of a gnarlier, harder line than I did. You know, when this kid in Aurora walked into a movie theater and did what he did after having bought, you know, suddenly 6,000 rounds of ammunition, I think that there can be corrections made in the future about certain things. And I'm not going to get into on this program. I've kind of learned my lesson now, because there's things, and you're not going to like this maybe, Kevin, but there's things you can say that people are going to get, and there's things you can say that people just aren't going to get. But I think definitely that this administration and this government, even insinuating that they are going to manipulate the system in such a way where they will take away, on a common sense level, Americans' rights to defend their homes. See, that's the thing that really, to protect their families and defend their homes, that's one of the things that I think, and I believe strongly in my heart, that makes this one of the greatest countries in the world, and obviously, if not the greatest country in the world. But like, for instance, to knock down magazines from 10 bullets down to 7, and all these silly little things that are the games they're going to play, that's disappointing.
Totally, especially when you actually do need some solutions to the school shootings. And we'll talk about that coming up. But your calls, 888-340-3373. Should the president use executive orders to confiscate weapons? Next on...
As the world's largest Christian university, Liberty University prepares students to succeed in the global marketplace. Liberty's faculty recognizes the principles that made America great, and they challenge students to defend those principles, maybe even changing the course of the future in the process. With nearly 100,000 resident and online students around the world, Liberty is equipping the next generation to impact the world. To learn more about Liberty, visit liberty.edu/champions or call 855-261-3235. Attention business owners or anyone else trying to succeed in the tough economy in the new year. How would you like to tell more people than you've ever imagined about your business? There's a brand new website you must know about. It's called Prosper2013.com. You want to make a difference in the new year in a tough economy? You've got to become an engager. And you can only become one by going to Prosper2013.com. That's Prosper2013.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. He's Stephen Baldwin.
Yo.
And I'm Kevin McCullough. You may know me from Fox News or from talk radio or other places. I have a very good column coming out at townhall.com at midnight Eastern time tonight. That's 9 p.m. for those of you on the West Coast. And you don't want to miss this one. I actually go there. I say what the meaning of infringe is. You know, to kind of parrot the what the meaning of is. But infringe, it's an important word. It's in our Second Amendment. It matters for something. And I would love for you to read that tonight. Anyway, thank you to those of you that are all across the country. Two phone lines open, 888-340-3373. The president this week said he might use executive orders to start taking guns away from people because something's got to be done about these school shootings, these mass shootings. Something's got to be done. So if they're not going to get something done in the Congress, then the way he views it is, I'm going to use my position to just go do it around Congress. And I'm not drawing an opinion about that. At least I haven't done that yet on the air. I'm asking you, what do you want? Do you want the president to use his executive power to usurp the legislature and to begin a systematic disarming of America? Because that's what Joe Biden clearly implied in his press conference this week. 888-340-3373. Stephen, let's talk to Lisa on line one in Colorado Springs, listening to a Radio Colorado Network tonight. Hi, Lisa. Welcome.
Hey, Kevin. Nice to meet you. Hey, Stephen. How are you guys tonight?
Good, good. How you doing?
Good. I hope you're livid.
You hope what?
I hope you're livid.
I am.
Yeah.
But what did you want to say about the topic?
America. I just can't even believe this is America. I had a radio show a long time ago, and I used to have some underground guy that called himself Gangrel send me stuff. And I never believed him. And I'm watching this stuff, a lot of the stuff that he sent me just unfold. I can't even believe that they're talking about trumping the Second Amendment by the same guy that also wants to overthrow the 22nd Amendment. You know, I'm sorry, I'm just, you know, I can barely recognize this other than they're systematically dismantling our checks and balances in our whole government.
Well, I hear your frustration, and I agree with it. And thanks for having us on in your home tonight, Lisa. Thank you for the call. What I'm really curious about, and Lisa, here's the thing, Stephen, that happened. You know, your very good friend, Piers Morgan. I know you guys are like, you know, bosom buddies. Especially when you were on The Apprentice together, you were just like best friends. You were frenzies.
And what is the list of information now that's trying to get him thrown out of the country? What is that?
Well, Alex Jones, that internet talk show sensation, Alex Jones, started
Alex
a petition
Jones.
To try to get him deported. And he got 100,000 signatures on it.
Well, I want to officially take the position here on Baldwin McCullough Live and say, I agree that we should deport Piers Morgan. Immediately.
But this week, Piers kept hammering this thing home. He just kept talking about how, you know, we've got to take these guns away from people. And by the way, Jackie just asked me on my screen. She said, do you draw a distinction between citizens having guns depending on what type they have? If it's more of the dangerous kind that shoots out more bullet than just an old school weapon? And let me make this perfectly clear. Semi-automatics still only fire one bullet at a time. They just automatically reload. There are no fully automatic weapons allowed to be owned by American citizens. So we're already talking about you know, vast limitations on what private citizens can have anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason I brought up Piers, Stephen, is that he then, after he had Alex Jones on, and Alex, you know, whatever, he people have their opinions of him. That's fine. Ben Shapiro, who unquestionably is a dignified Harvard Law grad, researcher, empirical knowledge base, huge, goes on his show and rips. Piers Morgan didn't have a face when Ben Shapiro ate his lunch and his face. I mean, he just took everything away from Piers in the interview. But he started it off by saying, Piers, the vast majority of gun violence in America is not done by semi-automatic rifles.
Right. Exactly.
In fact, there's more people last year that got killed by hammers than got killed by rifles. All of the military style, whatever you want to throw in there, all rifles put together. More people died last year from hammers than rifles. So if you really want to be serious about controlling access to guns, most of the gun violence in America is pulled by handguns.
Right. And the other thing, Kevin, and I use this analogy just because I like to get kooky about it, is if the issue is what causes death of, you know, innocent people, then, and this makes perfect sense to me, if you're going to take certain weapons away and you're going to, you know, take certain aspects of gun ownership away, number of bullets and sizes of magazines and all these, well, then every automobile in America should just be made, there should be a governor put on every automobile, and they should only go 75 miles an hour. Because there's hundreds of thousands of automobile accidents where people are driving too fast. I don't know what that statistic is. I'm being a little bit sarcastic, obviously.
No, but you're telling a true thing, though. More people die in auto accidents than guns every year, so let's ban
from
autos.
From speeding. From going over the speed limit. They break the law and cause other innocent people to die, and they die themselves. So why don't we, if we're going to agree with these gun bans, then we ought to do it with automobiles, too. Let's make automobiles.
The interesting thing about that is there is no amendment that specifically says we have a right to a car. There is a specific law
exactly.
in our Constitution that
exactly.
says not only do we have a right to arm ourselves, that right can be infringed upon by the government in no way whatsoever. That's what the Constitution says. If we want to change the Constitution, we have a process to do that. We go through and we have the legislatures pass laws, and then the state legislatures up to 2/3 adopt them, and then we have a new amendment to the Constitution. We have a constitutional mechanism to change the law if that's what the people want. That's not what the people want. And that's the problem. And here's the thing. Matt Drudge put on the Drudge Report this week when Dentures made his statement in from the White House that they were going to use executive orders to take guns away. Matt Drudge put on his webpage a picture of Hitler and a picture of Stalin. And I'm usually like, don't compare people to Hitler and Stalin because it's not comparable. But in this case, he was exactly right, because historically, Stalin and Hitler used executive powers to disarm their people as dictators. I dare the administration to try to disarm the American people. I dare them to do it. I dare you, Mr. President. I don't think you have the guts to do it. But be prepared for the response once it happens. Coming right back on Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He has become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
867. It's Baldwin McCullough Live Saturday night. My name is Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Hello.
And every Saturday night from 9 to 11 on the East Coast, or you can go to Baldwin McCullough Live, you can find what affiliate in your local city. You might be able to catch us on the radio there. If not, you can catch us at Baldwin McCullough Live. Our number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. We're talking about, I'll just call him Vice President Biden. What do you call him, Kevin?
Dentures.
And what else?
Plugs.
Plugs and dentures?
Plugs, dentures.
Yeah.
VP, wow, plugs, dentures.
That's kooky. But, you know, we're talking about...
I think visually. See, sure. I learn better visually, so I have better association if I can remember a picture, and Plugs Dentures does it for me.
Sure. Gnarly. And what we're talking about here on the big program is that Vice President Biden has used this terminology of the administration being able to, they've decided, the quote is that they've come to the understanding internally that they can use executive action going forward about these gun problems. They can just do what they got to do and just execute executive power.
Go around Congress.
What, Kevo?
Go around Congress. There's no need to consult Congress. No need to bring in the voice of the people. We'll just be the smart people and make all the decisions, and you people can just take it.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. So we got on line three, my good Ivan, we got Robert in Reno, Nevada. Now, Robert, what are you thinking? Now, you don't agree with some things about how the president's thinking about this?
No, sir, I don't. Here's why. I thought I lived in a constitutional republic, not a dictatorship. And there's actually in Nevada here, people are being sold guns without the background checks coming back. And
right.
The problem with that is that they're not enforcing the laws that are on the books. And the ATF agents that are supposedly there to go back and get these guns have been dismissed from the area. So what you've got here is a situation where the government has created a Congress and a Senate and a situation where they're above the law, and they're trying to take our ability to militia and take our government back away from us. I think it's a disgrace, and I think it's about time we stood up as Americans, took our cities back. You know, I really was surprised that no parent in 16 years of school shootings stood up and said, I'm going to protect my school. Let's get all the parents together. Let's all throw in a dollar and hire an armed guard. I mean, we're so busy foisting everything on the government instead of raising our own children and policing our own communities and running our own show. I think we're part to blame.
Well, thanks so much for the call, Robert.
Actually, I think Robert's onto something there.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Robert, for the call, by the way. Thank you. 888-340-3373. I think we're not talking about real solutions. Everything that has been discussed so far, like you said, it's silly. Let's cut down clips from 10 bullets to 7 bullets. Dianne Feinstein wants to make you only allowed to own 10 bullets at any given time in her new bill. She wants to literally. And there was a woman who defended her family from a break-in in Atlanta this week. She used 6 bullets to just beat off one person that was breaking into the house. Like, God forbid she had 4 extra bullets to use.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the kind of nonsense that we get out of the supposed smart people in Washington. Instead of this, Stephen, instead of this, in Newtown, Connecticut, Adam Lanza couldn't get in the first door that he went to, so he went to the next door. And he couldn't get in that door because they had the security systems in place, and they're gun-free zone, but they did have all the new-age, modern gun control, high-tech security systems. So if you have this, you'll never have a gunman come into the school because this is there. And after about 3 doors, he said, forget this, and he just started blasting his way in. And once he was inside, those kids were sitting ducks. What if there had been one armed police officer waiting for him on the other side of that door when he finally blasted his way through? What if there had been one administrator that had his own gun? What if there had been one teacher, just one? Do you think we would have ended up with 20 dead kids? I don't think so. I could be wrong. 888-340-3373, but I'd love that's the kind of solutions we're not talking about. Putting an armed officer, an armed security guard, inside of a school. You got all the high-tech stuff? That's great. Didn't protect the kids. 888-340-3373, coming back on Baldwin McCullough. While claiming to represent their members, AARP supported legislation that over 50% of their members oppose. Why exactly would AARP support Obamacare while the majority of their members don't? Easy. It was good for AARP, and they stand to reap a windfall of over $1 billion. Many people feel they have no alternative. They have to depend on AARP for benefits, insurance, and Medicare supplements. Not true. There is a real alternative for people who believe in limited government and fiscal responsibility. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, leading alternative for adults over 50. AMAC offers a united voice, information, advocacy, and the discounts and benefits you need, like insurance and travel. For less than a dollar a month, you can join today. Go to AMAC.us or call 888-262-2006. Over 500,000 Americans now trust AMAC. Join AMAC now. Go to AMAC.us. That's AMAC.us. That's 888-262-2006. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live tonight, coming to you from literally across the nation. One of us in Los Angeles, one of us in upstate New York, a bunch of the rest of us in our home studios in New York City. The entire crew of the Baldwin McCullough Show welcoming you to Saturday night, and so glad that you're with us. Say, what do you want out of 2013? Would you like to improve your relationships, maybe increase your income or expand your influence? What if you could find a step-by-step guide to getting everything you wanted out of life? How much would you pay for that step-by-step guide? Do you struggle with increasing your income or getting a promotion or growing your business? Do you struggle with negativity at work or in your relationships? Do you struggle with the balance between business and family? Do you struggle with being misunderstood or the lack of motivation that you perceive others to have? What if you could find a book that has a proven track record, I might add, that showed you exactly how you could become wealthy, acquire charisma, power, influence, even multiply the success you're already having, and open the door for a lot more? What if you could find a book that showed you that? Now, let me ask you this. What if you could get that book for free. Write this phone number down, friend. I'm giving it to you. Steven's giving it to you. For free tonight. Our friend Danny Johnson has written the best book on all of those topics I've ever seen. It's called Danny Johnson's First Steps to Wealth, and it's yours at no cost right now. Free, 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 free book on how you can get rich. 866-760-8255. You call and you mention Baldwin and McCullough, they will waive the cost of the book. 866-760-8255. Mention Stephen or Kevin, one or both of us. 866-760-8255. Are you listening, Atlanta? You want to have financial success this year? Read this book. They're giving it. I'm giving it to you. 866-760-8255. That's 866-760-8255. First Steps to Wealth. Only while the supplies last and there are limited quantities. Call now. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough.
Do we want to grab these other folks on the phone, buddy?
I'm sorry?
We want to grab these other folks on the phone?
Absolutely. I'm going to David in San Francisco. David, welcome. You're on with Stephen Baldwin, the actor, and Kevin McCullough of Fox News and other places. Glad you're here. Hi.
Yeah, honey. I was interested in the whole idea of what bullies can trick people into doing. And in this case, we're basically putting our nation at risk by a bunch of bullies daring us to do something stupid. And I come from a family, we had a few suicides in the family and by guns, and the cousins had to come home and find their dad's brains on the ceiling, let's say. So we were raised that we need to be mature with these things, right? So when I hear the whole advertising of this issue, tricking the paranoids into spending every last dime on more guns, you know, I'm really disgusted at the whole gun industry. I'm
wow, David, you're really incredible. You think that all of those Americans that have been buying guns in the last 3 weeks are all paranoids. You really think highly of your fellow man.
I've sold advertising, so I know everything about the idea of tricking paranoids.
I'm sure you know everything about everything, but you still think all of those Americans, buying guns last 3 or 4 weeks, they're all paranoid people.
I would say that some great percentage of them are, sure, absolutely. And the whole idea that that you and the other neocons are trying to get rich, there's an old, I think it comes from the communists, they say that capitalism will hang itself by its own rope. It'll sell itself the rope to hang itself. This is an example of that. That we, the neocons would stir up a shooting war and actually get
right,
this.
Right, because that's what we did, David. Look, that's so irresponsible for you to accuse this show of doing. It's not even funny. But let me give you one last chance to weigh in on the topic of tonight. The president says he may use executive orders to either ban the manufacture, distribution, or sell, or possibly confiscate weapons. Do you feel like that's an appropriate use of presidential power?
Well, first of all, that's not true. He never said that, right?
The vice president came out this week and said they are examining executive orders and executive actions.
Yes, they have made that statement. So do you agree with that utilization of that power or not? Just answer the question.
First of all, Obama has said to Biden.
Can you answer the question?
The second is that Biden has
Will
not
you
said,
answer the question instead of talking about other things?
I'm not talking about other things. I'm challenging your damn lie. You are.
Oh,
saying,
okay. All right. Well, thank you for your call. who else we got here?
The whole nation heard Vice President Biden come out and say, "We're examining the use of executive orders." And no, he didn't get super specific. But Stephen, that's all that they could be talking about. He's not talking about issuing executive orders so that unicorns now fart rainbows for the rest of their life. That's not what the executive order would be for.
If they did do that, then I wouldn't
I'd be in favor of that one.
I probably wouldn't mind him using executive orders.
Who doesn't like a good unicorn rainbow fart? I mean, that's a good thing.
Listen, obviously that last caller you know, is of a specific perception and mindset, and we gave him a chance to logically.
Yeah, but it bothers me when he says that we're tricking the paranoids. I don't. First of all, David, if you're still listening, I don't believe. Not for a second.
I wouldn't even waste your time with this.
That all these. I want to make this clear. I wouldn't believe for even a second that all these law-abiding people over the last 3 weeks have been going out there and exercising their right to purchase a firearm. To sweep them all with one broad stroke and say they're all paranoids. Man, what an insult to his fellow mankind here in this country.
And like a lot of other people, Kevin, and I'm not afraid to say this, David in San Francisco is probably one of those people that thinks, hey, you know, the whole gun thing is so unnecessary, until he's in a situation where something happens and the first thing that people like David say, if he was in the theater in Aurora or if he was in the school in Newtown, et cetera, he would have said, why didn't somebody have a gun?
I don't know. He may think that we can actually solve these problems just by... passing all these, because we've passed 20,000 laws, why not 20,001? Maybe that one will be the one that the criminals pay attention to at that point in time. Thomas Jefferson said, you won't appreciate the Second Amendment until it's under attack. I think we're seeing that. This is Baldwin McCullough. Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? If so, don't be fooled by the big talk and fake ads for Disney or Nickelodeon. Get real. You need the right training and exposure. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to over a dozen North American cities in the month of January. Visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know and who you know. Find both at AMTC. That's AMTCAudition.org. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming to over one dozen cities in North America in January. To learn more, visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry, and the auditions are free. Sign up today. AMTCAudition.org.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics, and we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
767.
It's Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Another great show. Thanks for being along with myself, Stephen Baldwin, and Kevin McCullough. We're going to jump right over to the phones again and talk with Fitzroy in New York City, listening to The Answer, one of our favorite stations.
Line two.
Fitzroy, are you there?
We lost Fitzroy. Okay, he's not there.
Let's jump to the next one. Kevin, you go ahead and take it.
Line three, Michael in Salt Lake City, Utah. Hey, Michael.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say that I typically find myself to be more socially liberal and kind of disagree with some of your viewpoints on various ideas, but the concept of using executive power to bypass the Constitution to do anything needs to be either... It seems to be very carefully done or not done at all. I mean,
and thank you, Michael, for being honest about that, because you're at least smart enough to recognize that if for whatever reason your guy's not in the White House the next time, somebody else comes along and uses that same precedent to do things you're not going to like.
Yeah, I mean, you may not like a law, but you can't just decide to void it because it's inconvenient or you feel like more direct action is necessary. That's not what we were built on, and that's not how we're going to go forward in any stable capacity.
Yeah, we're not a democracy. We're a representative republic, and there's a huge difference between the two. Thank you, Michael. I appreciate your honesty. Thanks for being with us. And call when you disagree, because we like those calls. I like this call, too, but call when you disagree. Anyway, line one, Curtis in Reno, Nevada. You may be our last caller tonight. Hi, Curtis.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure, what's your thought?
Thank you for telling that dude that we are a republic, not a democracy. I think these people got the wrong idea about this country.
Part of that is because we keep letting the public education system teach the next generation absolutely nothing about American history.
I don't think people realize where unions were formed. They were formed from the Soviet Union. Obama is union happy. You see what the unions did to Europe, and he's trying to do the same thing here. You can't, that last caller said that he feels this and that about the Constitution. No, dude, you got to learn that in high school. They should have taught you what the Constitution was about. It takes a vote of the people and a majority of the people of this country to change anything in that document.
Thank you, Curtis. Appreciate your insight. Stephen, it's one of the reasons why. It's one of the reasons why in my column that comes out in just an hour on townhall.com, focuses on this little word in the Second Amendment. It's all about the word infringe. I want people to do their vocabulary lesson this week and go learn about what infringe means. Because, friends, it's to keep the government off of us. To know that definition is to keep the government off of us. Anyway, Mr. Baldwin?
Yes, sir.
Always fun to tell Mom we said hi when you talk to her tomorrow.
I will, and hugs and kisses to you and yours out on the West Coast, sir.
And until next week, friends, when Stephen and I will be in L.A. together, this is Baldwin McCullough Live. Have a great week.
Over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.